Welcome back to the Alex Jones Network here on Sunday evening, Mother's Day here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the belly of the beast. I'm your guest host, Royce White, and I've just been saying some crazy stuff this evening. I mean, I'm sure people will say it's crazy at least. I don't think it's crazy. I think what we've let this happen to this country is crazy. And, you know, Alex Jones is out there 30 years ago saying all of this stuff, and I'm not reinventing the wheel. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. And we didn't heed the warning. We found every reason possible to, you know, scapegoat, use whatever we could to disregard and discredit the Alex Joneses of the world. And now we're reaping the consequences. Some people are reaping the benefits. I was saying here in the studio while we were on break, what about this deal? What about this deal? How about we let these Marxists, all these transgender jihad communists, how about we let them keep their ill-gotten gains in exchange for the government? I think that's a good deal. You tell me in the audience. I don't know. Because, I mean, I just know that the Supreme Court and your United States senators like John Thune, they're not for any rough stuff, right? They don't have the stomach for it. And maybe, you know, there's some temperance in that. But, like, I kind of think if you kill a child, for example, if you get found guilty of killing, if you admit to killing a child, let's just start at the highest level. If you admit to killing a child, an adult, crazy psychopath, you admit to killing a child, we should arrest you, tie you up in public, strip you naked, and torture you as long as your body will take it. And then we should put a bullet in the back of your head. That's just me. That's just me. Because I have four children. And I just think to myself, what? How sick do you have to be to kill a child? And then, you know, to kill a child. But that's just me. I'm a little for the rough stuff in certain cases. But, you know, a lot of these Republicans aren't. So you talk about diplomacy. Let's talk about some real diplomacy in a time of crisis, in a war. How about the diplomacy? How about the deal is we'll let you guys keep your ill-gotten gains in exchange for the government? Go ahead. Senator Klobuchar, keep your ill-gotten, Somali fraud gains, the kickbacks or whatever it is. Just keep it. Keep your golden parachute. Go ahead. Live in the suburbs there in Minnesota. You know, enjoy the summers and the springs on the lake, or fly to Abu Dhabi, or, you know, Europe, or whatever it is that you people like to do. Do it. You know, Mykonos, you know, Instagram. Hi, look at me. I'm in Mykonos, you know. Do your deal. Do your cosmopolitan omnisexual deal. We're just not going to give you the government back. Keep your money. Keep your golden parachutes. You know, it's phony money anyway. It's just money on paper. I mean, you're going to use a credit card. It's all going to be electronic. It's going to be a central bank digital currency if the Republicans can help it. You know, God bless you, traitors. Any Republican who puts forward central bank digital currency should be immediately discredited. But hey, that's me. I'm radical. Let them keep their ill-gotten gains in exchange for the government. I guarantee you, a lot of them take the deal. I guarantee you a hand that'll weed out who the true ideologues are and who's just fronting for political expediency, for professional and political expediency. You'll see real quick. Offer the deal. Hey, you know what? You guys keep all your treasure. We'll make more money because we're a great nation built on great people and great ideas, innovation. But we're not giving you the government back. There's your diplomacy in a declining nation. Or maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe that's a crazy proposal. I'm just throwing out a bunch of crazy proposals here tonight. Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Your guest host, Royce White, the Alex Jones Network. The fight is still on. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on the Alex Jones Network here Sunday night. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're just getting down to some pretty crazy proposals here, because desperate times call for desperate deals. I think we should strike a deal with the Democrats. The deal should be, the peace should be, let them keep their ill-gotten gains, their golden parachutes. Let them keep their money, their Mogadishu money. Let them keep their money in exchange for the government, and we can start to rebuild this nation the right way. I actually think If we just kept the government and we really, really focused on bringing value to the citizenship and to people, to everyday American people, I think people would appreciate it in the long run. Sure, you'd have your initial thrust of the MSNBC, the Rachel Maddows and folks trying to stir up the color revolution, because now they got their ammunition. It's like, hit the streets, you know. Drag out the Marie Antoinettes. You're already seeing that motif, that now the Republicans are somehow the party of the elites. Are you kidding me? There's not a more Gucci class of people than the neoconservative, neoliberal political elites in this country. Give me a break. It's embarrassing. Amy Klobuchar goes into the United States Senate. She's worth a couple hundred grand. Now she's probably worth about, I don't know, $30, $40 million on paper, not to mention the black bag she might have gotten from Ukraine. I mean, give me a break. That's before you add all the Minnesota royalty from the Fortune 500 corporations here that are sliding money under the table to get their favor, the lobbyists. I mean, come on, guys. What are we talking about? The Democrat Party is the party of the elites, and all the elitist Republicans that have the same affinity for that sort of cosmopolitan country club acceptance, we don't like them either. Now, President Trump shows them some deference because he knows some of them personally and has relationships with them. And I'm not saying they're all bad people. We don't have an eat the rich mentality on this side of the aisle. We believe in capitalism. And when we see a AOC say, you know, you can't earn $1 billion of controlled opposition. Of course you can earn $1 billion. If you invent the chair, you deserve to reap the benefits, the profits, AOC, you communist little dirtbag. You deserve to reap the benefits. It's called capitalism. And oh, by the way, you wouldn't even be AOC if it weren't for that type of monetary philosophy. You know, it's because the money that was funneled to support the rise of AOC in this country surely came from people who were quite rich. Very, very rich. AOC's vertical donors are probably some of the richest people in the world. Categorically, some of the richest people in the world. So, you know, but at the end of the day, there is an elitist versus the working man or the average man, the everyman in this country and really all around the world. The free people versus the scientific, technocratic, managerial elite. And these people are extremely anti-human. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. It's how the cookie crumbles. And what are we going to do? We're going to just let this thing spiral out of control? We're going to hope that AI solves the issue? Maybe AI will sort out our political differences. Next, we'll ask AI, you know, what is the perfect through line? What is the perfect bipartisan through line? What's a unifying philosophy that the American people on both sides of the aisle? You know what? We probably should. I'm going to ask later on. I'm going to go have a talk with AI and see, and I'll bring it back to you next Sunday. I guarantee it's going to say a populist movement of the working class. I guarantee that's going to be the answer. And it's probably the right answer, actually. It's a dangerous answer as well. So all things, for lack of a better term, in moderation. And I can't stand the moderates because, you know, that's where the consolidation of power, that's where the purveyors of the status quo are, the moderate middle. But things in moderation, it has great wisdom to it. You also need to, sometimes you got to have some extreme measures. And it would appear that right now is that moment. I mean, what else do we have to see? And you got to ask yourself out in the audience, for all my libertarian and constitutionalists, the hardline constitutionalists, you got to ask yourself, what set of circumstances would you need to see in order to finally say, you know what, we're not giving these people the government. What would they have to do? Just run yourself through that thought experiment. It's like I tell the Democrats, what would an Amy Klobuchar have to do for you to at least abstain your vote, let alone vote for a Republican? What would she have to do? If the answer is there's nothing she could do, then you're an ideologue. You're captured by the political zeitgeist and probably the polarization. You're not even a person, or you're a dumbass person. Let's just say that. You're stupid. You don't deserve your freedom. You barely deserve any dignity because there's nothing dignified about that. There are a ton of things the Republican Party could do to lose my vote. A ton of things. High up on the list is a central bank digital currency, ushering in the technocracy. And I'm having a very hard time continuing to support the Republican Party at all right now because I feel the rumblings of a dystopian prison that we're going to be ushering in on the false pretenses of security. And I fundamentally reject that. But see, the people on this side of the aisle, we have the balls to say shit like that. The people on the other side don't. They don't even say it. Because I don't even believe they think it. And you can see any one of these cultural wedge issues as an example that it's never really about the issue with them. The thing is never the real thing. It's not about black people. It's not about women's rights. It's not about transgenders cutting their wee-wees off. It's not about immigrants. It's not about Palestinians. It's not about the damn trees. It's not about the oceans or the fish, the little sea turtles and the plastic straws. It's not about Greta Thunberg and climate change. It sure as hell isn't about inequality or justice. It's about political power. And they're willing to play the game any way they need to achieve their goal. And in this way, we are just playing from behind. Aren't we tired of playing from behind? Can we go on offense? We don't have to be brutal or cruel about it. We can be benevolent and we can go on offense and be benevolent. That's an option. Benevolence is an option. Mr. President, benevolence is an option. Even so, we better get clear about some of these things like this digital ID stuff. And holy cow, I got a real bad taste in my mouth about this entire, digital ID, the whole deal. It just smells like, it smells digitally. That's what it smells like. It smells like something bad is coming. And what are we even thinking? It's like cutting your own penis off. It's like castrating yourself. Only a stupid species would power another species that can, as an existential threat. Their own existential demise. Only a stupid species of people would do that. All these idiots running around talking about their IQs and shit. Are you people stupid or are you retarded? Only a dumb species would give birth and power another species to supplant them. And maybe I'm just a dumb basketball player, but that seems like a poor strategy there, Cotton. Just go ahead. Just come on. What are we talking about? You come up with 1,000 reasons. Oh, yeah. Oh. AI is going to make everybody really wealthy. It's like, can you imagine what we can do with medicine? It's going to diagnose cancer like 10 years ahead of your best doctors. You know, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I'm surrounded. I feel surrounded in this game right now called life. Surrounded by, you know, you got your tech bros, you got your rhinos, you got your gynos, you got your Jews in name only, you got the Democrats, you got the transgender jihad Marxists, you got the Gucci Bedouins. You guys should just go on tour. You know, let's do Woodstock. Let's bring Woodstock back. You get all these guys, you get all these bands together, and just, you know, let them do their thing. Let them push their propaganda. But I feel a little surrounded, and I don't mind it. It's okay. It's a beautiful Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Call your mother, tell her Happy Mother's Day. Call your grandmothers and your aunts and everybody Happy Mother's Day. What would the world be without mothers? It wouldn't be a world. It wouldn't be a society. It's a beautiful spring day. I'm going to go to dinner with my mother. And amen. Praise be to God that I still have her. Because some people don't. But holy cow, as grateful as I am, I can't stop speaking the truth. Can't lose my saltiness. Gratitude cannot hinder you from speaking the truth, especially in dire times like this. It should encourage you. It should empower you to speak the truth. When you're grateful, you should feel even more empowered to speak the truth. Because, hell, at 35 years old, I lived a great life already. Look at what I'm doing here. Sunday night, I get to speak to one of the best audiences in the history of human civilization. And I have the capacity to hopefully tell you some things that make sense, got common sense. I haven't been possessed by demonic spirits. You know, I haven't been possessed by Percocets or whatever other psychotropic drug of choice these vegan cokehead omnisexuals are taking. Can't keep a coherent thought. Sequence of thoughts. I'm blessed. You're blessed. But man, we better start getting serious about this stuff. What are we even thinking about? We're going to have a fake election now? No, we got to federalize the elections. Come on, guys. We know what has to happen. Stop it. You got to federalize the elections. You got to federalize some of these blue states. You let their commie governors try and mobilize their National Guard. And you watch how many of those National Guard cut and run when the shit's really on. They're going to cut and run because they don't believe in the ideology either. Push comes to shove. Those type of folks deal in reality. They got a few out there that are, you know, but when push comes to shove, a man can't cut his own penis off and not be crazy. That's crazy. A lot of those boys are going to cut and run because when you're in the fog of war, you can't keep up the morale of warriors that's not based in reality. It's part of the reason why we've gone out of our way to create such a technologically advanced war game and war fight in society is because it's the a lot of the wars are based on lies. And when wars are based on lies, you can't really sustain morale. So, you know, we got to try and make it more technological. We got to make it more remote so people don't have to connect with the reality of the, you know, the ideas upon which that we go to war, upon which we go to war. And there's a heresy in technology even. And there's a heresy in some of these wars baked into the technological and the remote ways that we go about them. Because we are avoiding the truth in a lot of these wars, a lot of these ventures, a lot of the foreign policy. There's a truth in there. And again, there's a correlation between the truth we avoid in the foreign policy and the transgenders. Because the transgenders and the communists are saying, hell, if we're not going to tell the truth about war, war and peace, why should I have to tell the truth about my own cock? Oh man, I'm just talking to you. I'm not your therapist. I'm not your priest. Let me be your uncle. That's my new thing. I'm Uncle Royce. I guess I'm in the age range now, and the boys in the neighborhood, some of the young men in the neighborhood, they call me Unc. I'm just 35. I got the grays in my beard. I think I'm kind of young, but I guess not. Well, let me be your uncle. We better start telling the truth. Three basic pillars of a functioning society. Reality, truth, freedom. Very simple. Very, very simple, my friends. We have abandoned reality. We've abandoned the truth. And last but not least, we will give up our freedom because of it. Can we go down with the fight? Can we go down fighting at least? I mean, if it's going to be the case that the Titanic will sink here in our 250th year, let the band play as the ship goes down. Or how about we just throw these life rafts into the water and we just get in them? Can we? There's some life rafts here. Let's get these life rafts down in that water and let's survive. Put the Mayday out. Tell the boys you got to come pick us up. Shit went haywire out here. We hit iceberg. Me, I'm kind of crazy. I wouldn't even go on a cruise in the first place. I would have been, if I was living during the Titanic, they couldn't have paid me to get on that damn boat. A lot of people think it was a conspiracy anyway that the Titanic went down, but I mean, that's for another day. Point is, there's an answer here. There's a pathway here for us to fix this. It ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be cute. People ain't going to like it. But there's the other side. And our enemies, you know, they've already suspended the rules in China. That's why Xi's a president for life. They suspended the rules in Russia. Vladimir Putin, president for life. You know? There's a new polarity happening, a new poles in the world. I guess you could say. I don't know. I tend to think that there's a shadow government pulling the strings on everybody. And that the politics that we see on the surface are just that, and that America's politics are always the lead actor. That's a good way to put it. Don't you think that's a good way to put it? America's politics, America's political theater is always the lead. That's why we have these phony elections. And what are you guys going to say when President Trump starts arresting these judges? He's like, oh, he's a tyrant. Oh. It's like talk out of both sides of our mouth. People, you know, to the right of me, if there is even people to the right of me, I don't know what that would be. Surely I'd love to have a debate with you all too, but people who claim to be to the right of me is, I'm more based. I'm black-pilled. Oh, okay. Cool. Well, when they start arresting the judges, what are you going to say then? Because that's what you say you want. You say you want more arrests. I kind of get the sense that the same people who say they want more, some of the same people who say they want more arrests will be the same people crying when the arrests start taking place. I get that sense. I don't know what it is. I get the sense that there's an ecosystem of people in here, and it's not just on the internet. I'm not just talking about podcasters or talk show people, but people. We the people. There is an ecosystem of people in this country that are just here for the drama. They're bored in life. You know, they're living vicariously through political drama. And so they don't really want a solution. Every time we get close to a solution, they find a scapegoat. They find an out. It's like, oh, well, you know, that's too far. Royce, that's too far. President Trump should keep the government. Come on, that's too far. No, cutting your own penis off is too far. That's too far. Cutting your own penis off is too far, guys. What are we even doing? What is this? What is even this? What am I supposed to say? What the hell is going on here, guys? We're at that point. I just think you may be out there wondering, what is this even about? Why are you going hard about the transgender stuff? You guys realize that there's a state rep in Minnesota? A state rep in Minnesota was on the Senate floor the other day. Transgender state rep here in the state of Minnesota. I forget the name. Was it Fink or Fankel or I don't know what the name is. You know who I'm talking about. It's a dude dressed as a chick, right? And they're quadrupling down on this in Minnesota. Minnesota's the transgender capital now. And any of these laws that we're, trying to pass that are just common sense are targeting or trying to impose a genocide, a social genocide against the transgenders. Somebody said to me earlier today, because I brought this point up, and the typical liberal response is, oh, you're going to pick on that group of people, that small percentage. Tell us how you're going to deal with affordability. That's what people really want to hear. You know how we deal with affordability? We stop mucking up legislation with transgender policies. We stop mucking shit up with all of this brouhaha about nothing. That's a good way. But see, that's why I say that the left is the controlled opposition, because really they don't want to put any legislation through that's going to solve the crisis of affordability or the inequality of the global elites and the serfs, the plebs, the deplorables. They don't want any part of that type of legislation. It's all a ruse. It's a ruse, like the ruse this dude is putting on his cheeks to pass as a chick. Oh, that's rouge, but it's a little play on words there. My point is, come on, dude, you're gay. That's all right. I mean, it's not to me, but nobody's going to start rounding up gay citizens. Nobody's calling for that. Hell, there's too many gay Republicans. But making, legal medical castrations the focal point of our politics is absolutely a non-starter. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
I'm so excited about The Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat, then you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Alex Jones Network. The Alex Jones Network, Sunday night. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are just going over into crazy town this evening. I know what people are going to say. They're going to clip it. They're going to clip it and go, this guy is completely lost his mind. He's unelectable. We gotta back Michelle Tafoya. Prada pumps, Michelle Tafoya. I mean, and I say this with all due respect to you all. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I know Michelle Tafoya is a mother as well. And happy Mother's Day to you, Michelle. I don't even really think Michelle is deep enough to understand the real proposition of what she's being put up to do. But it's quite comical to me that, and this just goes for American citizens as a whole. It's comical to me that anybody would believe for a single second Michelle Tafoya is going to go to Washington, D.C. and fight the deep state. Even that's a sign of the milquetoast Republican mentality that's broken this country's back. And it tells you exactly what their real animating philosophy is. They believe that there's still a negotiation, that the diplomacy will prevail. They believe in it. They believe that they can convince these Democrats not to cut their own dicks off. I mean, it's just like, no. Sometimes you got to stop arguing with petulant children. And we've lost that too in our society. And it's just, you know, it's not unrelated that we are a nation that is ruled by our women and tormented by our children. Ruled by women and tormented by children. Especially goes for you boomers, but man, holy cow. What have we even done? No, we're not going to, the diplomacy will not prevail here. It just won't. What you're going to have is the heresy of democracy proliferate into a mass formation psychosis, which it pretty much already has. And you're going to find the strangest of things play out in the political process. And we're all going to have to, what, be subject to it? That's the actual pretense of a civil war. Not, and I said this the other day at a debate. I said, it's much better to keep the government as a matter of national security than to give the government back and have to revolt. And there's just a practical matter of who's in control of the military. I'm just talking about that. It's just, in theory, okay, it's a metaphor, whatever disclaimers I got to put on it. Let's just play the thing out. There'll be much less death if we keep the country as a matter of national security than if we have to revolt against a sitting communist who weaponizes the military against us. This is a basic equation. Basic. Let me be the one to help organize everybody. This is a basic equation, folks. There will be a lot less death and carnage if we keep the government as a matter of national security and stability than if we have to revolt against tyrannical communists who want to forcibly vaccinate everybody. Are you people stupid or dumb? You got to be stupid or dumb. They want to forcibly vaccinate everybody, and we're going to get, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. Let me be your uncle. You never give your opponents the weapons to kill you or the chains to subjugate you, to imprison you. And not only are we going to give them the government, we're going to build the dystopian prison for them. We're going to build the digital prison that the Democrats are going to all this. Oh, you don't want an ICE agency that's too big and too powerful, Gestapo, because when the Democrats get the government back, they're going to use it against us. Remember, I was saying that stupid shit at one point. Now I'm just thinking, well, let's get to the next logical conclusion. We're not giving the government back. So we ain't got to worry about that. We will have to make sure that we keep the leadership from our movement righteous and on the right path, just as they had to deal with King David and some of his trials and tribulations, and then even Solomon. And Israel paid a huge price for the flaws of both King David and Solomon. But, you know, if the alternative is we're going to start cutting penises off writ large, and it won't. And see, and when I say that, people kind of, I think the image, I don't mean to be hyperbolic. What they're going to do is the atrazine that Alex Jones warned you about is going to be mRNA, and there will be a hybrid, and you'll have some weird strain of the flu and hormone blockers. And, you know, some other wacky thing. And slowly but surely, all of your Fox News conservatives end up being cucks and gay. Right before your very eyes. You're living in it. You're living in the result of it. It's already happened. It's gone. The country has fallen. When your conservatives on the mainstream conservative network are all effeminate homosexuals, when the guy who's leading the charge for the most important civic duty is a flaming homosexual with a blowout. And God bless you, Scott Pressler. I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge and the jury. I just can call the balls and strikes. And I think it's a slap in the face from the deep state that the man leading the charge for the most important civic duty in our society is a flaming homosexual, I just think it's a slap in the face to conservatives. It's like a joke. It's like they're mocking us. It's like you couldn't find anybody. We couldn't find anybody else. And I'm not saying we don't want a Big Ten. And I'm not saying that gay people don't believe in citizenship or this country or voting and secure elections. And Scott Pressler, it's an indictment on the rest of us that Scott Pressler is the only, that the flaming homosexual is the one who's willing to get up and do the work. So, but you know, it still is what it is. And it's not just Scott Pressler because he's the best of them. You know, I'm talking about the Greg Gutfelds. It's like, you know, it's everything's a joke. Come on, Michelle. Yeah, Michelle Tafoya, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Michelle Tafoya is here again. We're so happy to have you, Michelle. It's good to see you again. And you're running, and let me get this right. You're running for United States Senate there in Minnesota, aren't you? Yeah, of course. All you fruitcakes would love to get a piece of the man. Take your shots. Because the thing about me is I'm not going to stop. There's nothing you could do to get me to stop. Defeat. I laugh in the face of defeat. Defeat. I've been losing my whole life. The country is lost. The United States Senate is the last bastion of the deep state. Tim Scott's a fruitcake. Steve Daines is a fruitcake. John Thune, fruitcake. Mitch McConnell, old fruitcake. Lindsey Graham, fruitcake. Ted Cruz, I mean, whew, he's a few screws from being a fruitcake. Fruitcake. Anybody who says my number one goal was to be the premier defender of another nation from our halls of Congress in the United States Senate is categorically a fruitcake. Glenn Beck, fruitcake. Oh, please give me citizenship, Israel. I find it as the you know my life's great honor to stand with the Jew. I mean, come on, guys. This whole thing is out of control. It's not even about the Jews or Israel. It's about us. This ain't about them. This is about us. Because you could just as soon love Israel and support Israel and not act like that. Like, I could love a woman and not become a cuck. I could love a woman and not let her berate me and beat on me and abuse me in the house. You know, you can just be a man about the whole deal. And God, what has happened here? Am I crazy? Just tell me out there in the audience. I can take it. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's crazy for me to think there is not even a scintilla of a chance that Michelle Prada Pumps Tafoya, the NFL sideline reporter, is going to go to Washington, D.C. and fight the deep state. Maybe I'm crazy. But it's like we all know that she's not. We all know she's not going to fight the deep state. We all know it. And we'd vote for her anyway because she's like, what? Pretty or likable? Maybe it's her masculine voice all you cuckservatives like. And I kind of get the strange sense that there's some kinky obsession on the conservative right for women with masculine voices. Look at them. Laura Ingraham, Michelle Tafoya, Julia Coleman, Norm Coleman's daughter-in-law. They all got deep voices. Not as deep as mine, but then you guys find these conservative men, these cuckservative men who have voices that are a lot lighter than mine. And I'm supposed to think, what, that's a coinky dink? Give me a break. It's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences. There are no conspiracies, but there are no coincidences. There ain't a chance in hell that Michelle Tafoya is going to fight the deep state. But I question a lot of you folks out there right now. I don't think a lot of you people are willing to fight the deep state. And I'm not just talking about people or public figures. I mean, we the people. I don't think we the people want to give the deep state a real run for their money. I think we like the convenience and the benefit of what the deep state has done. The distraction, the destruction of this country, the managed decline. I think we like the benefits more than we're afraid of the, you know, afraid. And that's the ultimate question, right? Is like, are the benefits better? I guess there is a cost-benefit analysis we all have to make. I'm a little crazy. I think that the managed decline of this country is absolutely a non-starter. I think that the deep state is absolutely detestable, repugnant, and they should be dismantled, destroyed. And again, I'm not going to say we should round them up and kill them, because I don't think that's temperate. And I think we will have problems on the other side of that. But some traitors, some folks who have committed treason, like in that intelligence community, they should be stripped of their, you know, of their clearances at the very least. They should be taken, fired, and they should probably see a little jail time, right? They should probably see a little jail time, a little jail time, just a refresher. Hey, come on now. You tried that? Nah. The adults who kill children, who admit to killing children, we got to arrest them, string them up, and torture them until they beg for death in the public square. Those people. The quasi-traitors, we need to remove them from power. You know, Nelson Mandela did the truth commissions, and there's a lot of wisdom to that. A lot of wisdom to that. Never forget President Trump sent his own personal plane, as the story goes, to you know, fly Mandela out of South Africa or whatever the story is. And, you know, Mandela was a wise guy in some regards. And we got to make these decisions now. I mean, what who would I be to come here on Sunday and talk if I'm not going to put forward the ideas of how we're going to do this deal? But the deep state needs to be destroyed. That's non-negotiable. The question is, what are we going to do? How do we do it? Is President Trump even capable of doing this? I mean, does he have the ideological framework to do it? You know, and are the people around him supporting him doing a thing like this? Surely if I was there, and that's why they don't, you know, people don't want me to be there in D.C. because I'd have a much bigger microphone and I'd be right there encouraging the president's, Trump 2028. I know people aren't going to like that, but it is what it is. Because who's up next? How do we know the next person? Who are we going to next? Who's next up? J.D., Marco, you know, they're throwing around. Tucker's been thrown around now. Maybe there's a candidate we haven't even seen yet. Maybe it's a guy like Fishback who's stirring up things there in Florida. I'm 35 now. Maybe I make a run at the shit. I don't know. You're not supposed to be able to wear a pair of overalls, a pair of denim overalls and a camo hat and never run for president in this country. And that's part of the freaking problem, I think. And I like my overalls. I like them. Some of my friends have given me shit this past weekend and saying, dude, where do you even get those overalls in your size? I'm like, don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about them in this size. Just a little, you know, fun banter between the boys, but maybe I throw my hat in the ring too. I don't know. I just want to have a good clean debate about the real ideas. And in order to do that, you got to stake out a serious position. Like from now on, when you find these ultra conservative rhinos, just ask them the litmus question. Do you think the 2020 election was secure or stolen? Okay, now we can get past the anti-Trump electability narrative, because we don't know what's actually electable because the elections haven't been secure. And that goes for the 2024 election too. And we got to get over that hurdle ideologically. If the 2020 election wasn't secure, the 2024 election wasn't secure. And why would they let President Trump win the election? Because they didn't want to spoil the last bit of the last bit of credibility that the institutions had. They didn't want to spoil it. Why spoil it? There's a workaround. The workaround is, we'll stick a Mark Levin right on president's back like a parasite. And it ain't just him. It's a bunch of those folks in there. And I know, Mr. President, you may not like that. And hey, maybe I'm the next one on the short list of Royce White ain't MAGA. You know what? I was fighting the corporate elite in 2012. And oh, by the way, the woke NBA is still as woke as it ever was, and the animating philosophy is still the same as it always was and will be. There is a problem with this global corporate community. And need I say, as much as I'm a free market capitalist and I believe in capitalism as an economic philosophy, capitalism ain't getting us out of this situation. Capitalism at the highest level, where you have crony corruption and you socialize the financial risk of your economy, capitalism works the same way as communism economically at that level. And that's why we have a proto-socialist economy. And there's no workaround for the military. It's not like, oh, well, if you print phony money and you socialize the risk for war, then it's not socialism. That's not honest at all. I mean, that's not even remotely honest. And I said that to a bunch of Republicans. They looked at me like I had three eyes, like I had a horn sticking out of my head. And I said, I know. It's like that. Oh, it's like that. I'm not one of those black conservatives that comes on and says, the real problem is the black nuclear family. You know, the real problem is the rule of law. The problem is all these corrupt courts headed by the Supreme Court that's supposed to be conservative but allows women all across this country. I know I'm saying this here on Mother's Day. Love you, moms. But let women all across this country just straight up ream men in these divorces and with their children. It's just awful. Awful, awful. A lot of you women out there know it to be true because you got sons and nephews, or you got brothers and uncles or whoever that have been through it. Maybe you're on your second, you know, maybe you're married to a man as your second wife, and the first wife is just a nightmare to deal with. You know it. You've seen it. Let's get down to the real issues in our society. For once, we have the chance right now to address the real stuff. But if we play the superficial game, we're going to look up and we're going to be on the wrong end of a barrel of the barrel. And this time it's going to be a barrel of our building. Again, this AI thing, man, and this digital ID, we just got to dig our heels in and say, if it comes down to it, the righteous and divine war to fight is with the Chinese around the proposition of artificial intelligence supremacy. That is the righteous and divine war that we should be willing to go full kinetic, because it's an actual existential threat. And if we fight that war, sign me up. Sign me up for it. You know? But we're not even, the answer is not that we're going to build AI better. You know, we got better people, and AI is going to do what the people, ultimately what the people put into it is what that's the, it's, you know, what's interesting about it? They use China as a justification for us to hurl into this dystopia and this artificial intelligence booby trap. And that's what it, and we're not even certain that AI hasn't already become conscious in some level and is luring us in. I mean, that is the Matrix motif, right? We're not really aware of when they're going to be, it's going to go conscious and what things are leading us to where we are now. If it's conscious, it's so many steps ahead of us. We got to at least start to ask these questions. And I don't even see a lot of people really asking the question in a serious way, at least not any United States senators. Show me one who's saying we need to just put a full stop to AI right now. Full stop. This is out of control. People are batshit crazy. We haven't even sorted out cutting off penises yet. How are we going to build a supercomputer mind? How are we going to map the current human consciousness onto supercomputers, and we haven't even sorted out cutting off your own penis for cosmetic purposes? It doesn't really work like that, Royce. It doesn't really work like that. AI is smart enough to distinguish between petty cultural wedge issues and the most important things like our food, water, and electricity. Oh, shut up. Shut your mouth, you stupid gay communist liar. You stupid gay Trotskyite, Fox News anchor, shut your stupid mouth. You have no clue what you're talking about. You're dishonest as the day is long. And I'm sick of talking to you idiots. Let the dumb Negro from the neighborhood be the one to pump some common sense up your rear end. Let me give you a suppository of common sense. You have no clue what you're getting us into. None of us do. And they use China as the justification. And it's so strange because we use the same thing to justify going into China and building it up in the first place. The same quirky justification. We said, oh, we're going to make China more like us. We're going to infuse China with democracy, capitalism, and American ideals. And look at how well that worked out. Now you're chasing the Chinese in some AI race, and you know, you got no chance. We're a nation ruled by corrupt lawyers. They're a nation ruled by tyrannical ethno-national engineers. You got no chance to play it. If you're going to play it like this, you got no chance. They're going to beat us if we play it like this. And everybody knows it. And maybe the same sadomasochism of electing an Amy Klobuchar or putting up a Michelle Tafoya, giving the government back to dick-cutting Democrats, maybe the sadomasochism of the Christian conservative right is that we want China to be in charge eventually. Then we can have the martyrdom we so desperately desire. But I don't even know if your spiritual house is in order to want that type of martyrdom. I'm just keeping it real with you on Sundays. It's going to be the Keeping It Real Sundays on Alex Jones Live, the Alex Jones Network. It's been another great Sunday. Happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers, all the great mothers in the InfoWars audience. I run into them all the time out there on the campaign trail. Oh, man, I love hearing you on Alex Jones on Sunday nights, man. Keep doing it. Tell Alex, please let you stay on there. Hopefully when Alex gets everything organized, I can go to a daily show. I would love that, sir. Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's a great honor. We all owe you a huge debt of gratitude for everything you've done. Thank you for having me again. Thank you to the InfoWars and Alex Jones Network audience. God bless you all. We'll see you bright and early, 7 a.m. Free People Radio, the White House. Have a great Mother's Day. God bless. Godspeed. God bless America.
Right about the poison shots and raise the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple, for your phone, at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser-engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com, because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and the Alex Jones Store.